Welcome to Popular Outcast Gaming. Press start to begin.
Hello?
Hi!
Hello?
Yeah, we're good.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we start it?
This is going to be weird for us.
I know.
Welcome,
Outcasts, to the Popular Outcast
Gaming podcast.
Podcast.
But since that's really hard to say, welcome to episode one of Pog.
Pog.
You may have forgotten about Pogs because they died with the 90s.
They did.
But we're going to bring it back.
Yeah, that's the goal.
Just so, we're just going to, every time you listen to us, you're going to think of the golden days.
Yeah, brightly colored with cool, like, creatures.
Yeah, they were sweet.
Yeah.
They were.
And they were, like, cardboard.
They were just cardboard. They were just but pieces of cardboard,
it's like,
or plastic.
Yeah, for people who don't know what they were, think what Skylanders are right now.
Skylanders meets Pokemon cards meets...
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, that's all it was. They used to have kiosks in the mall where you could buy Pogs.
Yeah.
I had those plastic tubes where you just... Like Pringles cans almost.
Exactly. Just really tiny.
But those aren't video games.
They're not video games, but it kind of fits with what we're doing
here. It does. So just call us Pog for short.
Yeah. I want to go out on a limb. I want to make sure everybody understands that, like... I am myself. I'm Bill, by the way.
Oh, and I'm Mike.
Yeah.
And you might notice Jeff's not here. Our schedules don't work too well, but he's going to be here every chance he can be here.
Yeah, exactly.
So, you know.
And we'll, every now and again, it'll be either just me and Mike, or it'll be, like, we'll have a guest, or Jeff will stop in. Or shout in. Or leave a voicemail. I don't know.
I mean... It's going to be cool. Basically, it's just going to be a very casual weekly podcast about video games.
Yeah.
Where we talk about news, what we're playing, what you should be playing, what you can be playing next week.
Right. Exactly. And I've just to give myself an easy out.
Yeah.
I'm not a hardcore gamer. I'm a casual gamer. And I think
I'm casual also at this point in my life.
But, you know, I consider you more of not hardcore.
I play a lot of games.
Right.
But I don't really play a lot of games,
right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
I beat them, but I typically don't beat them more than once.
Right.
But
I thought it would be interesting if we have the conversation from, like, you know, our point of view, as opposed to, like, hey, guys, I'm going to spend 90,000 hours playing this 8-hour game. I'm going to beat it and beat it and beat it and beat it and find everything. Because, you know, I mean, not everybody who's into gaming is like that. There's
a
lot of people like us.
Exactly. And I think from some jobs that we've shared,
we
know that now.
Right.
So we're going to do our best to tell you what you should play.
Exactly.
In our opinions.
Exactly.
And if you disagree,
we'll have
a conversation.
Yeah, exactly. We can talk about it.
So pardon the format. We're going to work on it over the next couple weeks.
Right.
Hopefully this works. If it doesn't, tell us and we'll continue.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're going to keep this family friendly.
Yes.
Just because.
Because we like families.
We like families, and, you know, we spend enough time talking about...
Bad words.
Bad words on the other podcast,
yeah.
We do.
We don't need to throw in any bad words.
Right.
We're not
mature-rated.
We'll
do our best.
Yes, we're going to do our best.
So if you hear any piano chords...
Yes.
It's because somebody said...
Something
bad.
Yeah.
All right.
So let's get this started
because we chose to start to our first episode the night we're going to see Jurassic Park 3D.
Yeah.
I lost my phone.
Uh-oh. Do you need me to call it?
No, it's fine. Well, we're going to start off by talking about news and gaming.
Yes.
I think that's how we're going to kick off each episode of Pog after we do our little ramble at the beginning.
I think it's a good idea.
Banjo-Kazooie.
Oh, that was
Delusional Loners. One of our other podcasts.
Yes.
One of our three podcasts.
Yeah.
Anyway, one of the biggest things that happened this week involves EA.
Yes.
I'm sure you saw it.
Oh, of course. In fact, I emailed the second I read it. I know you weren't talking to me when you said
I'm sure you
saw it. But I emailed myself that said, read this, and that was in...
I saved a tile on my phone. So I remembered to talk about it the next day. I just called it a tile, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know what you mean by tile.
An icon for the home screen.
Yeah.
So EA was named the worst company in America again by the Consumerist.
Yeah, second year in a row?
Second year in a row.
Yeah.
Which is saying something.
Right.
I mean, video games aside.
Right.
I almost feel like EA shouldn't even be in the competition because there's companies who
yeah.
are literally killing animals left and right.
Exactly. Like, there are so many other bad things in the world. Now, don't get me wrong. The fiascos that they've had and the fact that they make you buy an online pass and all that stuff, that's not good marketing,
in
my opinion.
They're not a good company.
No.
By no means are they.
But worse?
Yeah, there's plenty.
Yeah.
I guess a lot of it this year involves Mass Effect 3.
Right.
The ending.
Right.
And how people just felt stiffed. Now, I've never played Mass Effect.
I have the trilogy. I bought it for the PS3, and I have yet to play it because I'm getting there.
And I'll play it eventually, too. I don't know. I just don't have the time to... Exactly. We're not hardcore gamers. I don't have the time to get involved in a universe like that.
Right. Exactly. And but, once we do, we'll do it.
Right. Good point.
Yeah.
Another thing this year was SimCity with them.
Right.
Where you were required to be online
To be able to play the game, from right. what I understand, you had to be online.
And the whole microtransaction thing that they've been putting into everything
yeah.
is another reason they were ranked that. I know, personally, I'm playing The Simpsons Tapped Out on my phone.
Right.
And you can't get everything without spending real money.
Right.
I mean, they take some of the best characters of the game and require you to pay
right.
to get them.
Exactly.
And that's just not the way it should be.
Right.
But that's obvious, you'd think.
Yeah.
Even so, they're not going to stop.
Right.
Even if they get voted this every year.
Right. I mean, like, the way I look at it is that they could charge everybody $2 to download the game, or they could charge, they give you the game for free, get you hooked on it, and then you're more apt to buy.
Right.
Which happens.
Which happens a lot in iOS games.
Yeah.
What are those called? They have a name.
Freemium.
Freemium. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
Freemium. Yeah. Yeah. Because you download The Simpsons Tapped Out, mm-hmm. Clash of Clans for free. Now,
right.
Clash of Clans is more innocent than
right.
The Simpsons. And not EA.
Right.
But you don't have to spend money in Clash of Clans, do you?
You don't really, no.
But other people do, which gives them the upper hand, which then makes you feel like you need to do that.
Right, exactly.
And that just really irritates me.
Me personally with Clash of Clans, I spent $20 on gems, which you need
right.
for people who aren't familiar.
They speed up
yeah.
right? the processes.
Yeah,
donuts in The Simpsons.
Exactly. You can speed up the building times, and also you can you can have up to 5 builders in the game. You can only, from what I understand, you can only get 3 by just playing the game.
Right.
So to get those other 2, you have to buy gems. You
right.
don't need those other 3. But if you want to beat people to the higher levels,
then
yes. Or not
money.
Even beat people, just beat people,
yeah.
not beat them to the higher
yeah,
levels.
Yeah. I from what I understand also, and Dead Space 3 is another game I haven't played, but I know they brought microtransactions into that.
Really?
As far as I've understood.
And that's
EA their plan
again.
To continue doing that
right.
in games from here on out.
So they've moved past the DLC... Like, oh, get yourself
yeah.
a season pass.
Exactly. It's like, get yourself a... No, skip the season pass.
Right.
You can take care of it in-game.
Right, exactly.
Right from day one.
Right.
We have it on the disc. You just have to pay to unlock that portion of the disc that you own.
Right. Which... That's a little... Yeah, that seems a little bit crazy.
So, that being said, EA responded.
Okay.
Now, I'm a little congested from this beautiful weather. Do you want to read their response?
Sure, I'll read it. I've read things before.
You're the voice of everything.
this is from EA, from Peter Moore, the COO. And it states, well, you got us, Consumerist. We are the worst company in America. Worse than Halliburton. Worse than ExxonMobil. Since, as everyone knows, quote, releasing a bad SimCity game with iffy support, end quote, is far more horrible than poisoning entire communities' groundwater or spilling 300,000 gallons of crude oil in the middle of Arkansas. Thank goodness you let a bunch of nerds angry about the ending of Mass Effect 3 decide that, quote, poor video game development, end quote, is a worse corporate crime than literally causing the deaths of untold numbers of wildlife and irreparably destroying the environment. Great call. It was truly an honor that the final contest between was between us and Bank of America. I mean, I can really see the similarities between the two companies. EA makes mediocre video games. Bank of America committed mortgage fraud that has cost taxpayers billions of dollars. It's like we're twins. Of course, we came out on top because Dragon Age 2 felt rushed. That was a quote. Is wait, I gotta restart that part because it's too funny. Of course, we came out on top because, quote, Dragon Age 2 felt rushed, end quote, is way more terrible than illegally foreclosing on the homes of active duty members of the military. Also, DRM in Tarobang, which is the question mark and the exclamation point together. We belong in Guantanamo for that. Now that we've won this award 2 years in a row, it should send a strong message to us that we need to change our ways. You know what wouldn't send that exact same message, except in much more explicit, in a much more explicit manner, that would absolutely force the bosses to listen and make lasting changes by the to the way we do business? If consumers actually stopped buying our games. Nope, that wouldn't work at all. But an internet poll overrun by Reddit and 4chan, that'll definitely make those corporate overlords stop cashing in with Battlefield 4 and the new Madden games and start making Grim Fandango 2. In summary, we are the worst, but we are super glad you have some perspective, internet. Peter Moore, COO.
I think Peter Moore was a little upset when he wrote that.
Yeah.
Even so,
he's got a point.
He does have a point, and it's similar to the point we made before we even read that. So that's where EA's at,
yeah.
I guess. That's the EA situation right now.
I totally understand where people are coming from, because, like, if you think about the season pass has always bothered me. Like, if you want to play an EA game pre-owned,
right,
you must buy a season pass. It's $10.
Right.
Which most retailers who sell pre-owned games will sell it cheaper still, so that you can buy the season pass and play online.
Yeah, they'll knock $10 down.
Right. Well, actually, it's a little bit more, because I think it ends up being like $52.
So they're not giving you credit to go buy it, but they're like, hey, our prices are lower so you can afford it.
Right, exactly.
You buy this pre-owned somewhere else and then...
Yeah.
Got it.
So, I don't know.
We'll get into some more lighthearted gaming news while we have the time.
Yeah.
We will go into... Oh, on the topic of DLC.
Yes.
Far Cry 3 is releasing a 80s spinoff of the series called Blood Dragon.
That sounds so
cool.
Coming
out May 1st. It's in the style of Festival of Blood, the Infamous 2 DLC, where you don't need the game to play it, so you can just download it.
Which is awesome.
It is awesome, because, you know, it'll give you a taste of the game.
Right.
So if someone goes and plays Blood Dragon before Far Cry 3 and they love it, it's going to sell more copies. This is cool. I love this. The colors are purples and neon greens, and there's lasers everywhere. I don't really know much about the story at this point, but I do know the opening cutscene is like Super Nintendo style, freeze-framed like 8-bit animations.
Oh, that's so cool.
With like the text that shows up underneath and everything. I think it's going to be sweet.
I really liked Far Cry 3 a lot.
So did I.
And I think that anything that's going to I think that if they use those that game to make another game, basically is what they're doing.
Exactly. They're just taking the engine and turning it into something else.
Right.
Which is so cool. People wanted a dinosaur Red Dead Redemption.
Exactly.
And it could have happened. And it, who knows, it still might.
Right.
But this is exactly what they're doing with Far Cry 3 now. Which is great, and that comes out on May 1st. So, like, this surfaced recently, and now I know people, the Uplay stuff from Ubisoft got hacked.
Right.
So people have already played it.
Right.
Which isn't a bad thing, because now we know it's going to be good. People are already raving about it, as far as I've heard.
I always question that, like, whenever prototypes are stolen or things are hacked, it always seems stolen? Yeah.
Or was it released so the word can spread?
Yeah. Listen, we're going to keep
the same vote as you.
Yeah, they say to the choice people, like, hey, you're going to be able to keep your street cred. You can say that you hacked this or you stole it or
but
whatever.
We're giving it to you.
Yeah, but we're going to give it to you, and we want you to post online.
Who knows?
And then
in 6 months, maybe Pog will hack.
Yes, six months. That's all it takes. My internet is like broken today.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it might be the weather.
I think the weather knocked down the internet. It knocked down the Wi-Fi. Yeah, I'm trying to pull up, because I wanted to talk about DuckTales also when we're talking about DLC. Yes.
Well, you can pull that up. We'll continue with DLC. Someone has found out by looking into the Xbox version of BioShock Infinite that the DLC achievements have shown up.
Really?
The first DLC. There are 10 new achievements.
Really?
So I don't know when this is happening, but they're grayed out. I wanted to say before we get further. Some people don't really check out the blog posts for our other podcasts, podcasts. This one's going to be important because a lot of the stuff we talk about will be supplemented in the posts.
Yeah, absolutely. So
anything we talk about, you can see while you listen.
Right. And that'll be up at insert here.
Yes.
I'll cut this in.
We'll
later.
Figure that out. Yeah. Do you want to wait? Are you looking up DuckTales stuff?
It's almost there. It's coming now. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. This is from, like, when I was a kid. DuckTales. They're doing a remastered version of DuckTales, which is awesome.
The NES game.
Yes. It was originally released for the Nintendo Entertainment Center system. Nintendo Entertainment Center? What is that? Is that a center? Is that, like, the Poke Center?
That
you
exists.
Can go there. Yeah, exactly.
Nintendo World or whatever.
Gamers old enough to have had an NES will likely remember the original DuckTales, a creative and challenging platformer with catchy music and memorable level design. I loved that game.
It was good.
Yeah.
That was one of the first games I've ever played.
Oh, yeah. They announced it at PAX. I didn't realize this, by the way. I've seen it on the shelves quite a few times, but there was an NES game called Bionic Commando. They actually remade that as well.
Relatively recently. Yeah. Past few years.
Yeah. I'm not getting that. I was trying to look for a release date for DuckTales.
I don't know.
Like, I think it's August.
Is there one? Is it August?
I think it's August.
Well, it looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Either way. I mean, the graphics may lose some of their old school charm by turning into this, but I think it's still going to be fun. The levels aren't changing and the music's just remastered, so.
Exactly.
We'll play it.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I mean, like, that's also something like with, and keep in mind, here's another thing to alienate me more from people who might listen to this. I only have a PS3 and I play some games on the PC. Very few.
Fine. I mean.
Right.
Like we said, our podcast is for the casual gamer.
And also, I've never played a Call of Duty game, and the last sports game I ever played was, there was two of them, Tecmo Bowl for the NES and Double Dribble. I still own them. So
you've talked about those before.
I love those games.
When it comes to sports games for me, NBA Street Volume 2.
Nice.
Mario Golf.
Mario Golf.
Mario Tennis. That's.
Oh, Wii Sports counts? Okay, good.
Okay, yeah, Wii sure. Sports counts too.
Yeah.
Not a sports game guy. If the shooter has something revolutionary going on with it, I'll play it.
Right.
Far Cry 3 was worth it to me.
Absolutely.
Call of Duty, not for me either.
No.
I'll give Zombies a shot if someone's playing it, but other than that, it's not for me. So, you can turn us off if you want.
Yeah, if you already think that we're stuck up or something like that,
Probably...
Yeah, no.
We're turning viewers away before we're 20 minutes in.
You're wrong. We're not stuck up. It's just that, you know, I mean...
Yeah,
like,
this is just our opinions are coming from... We are two people who own PlayStations.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. We're not lying about it.
Yeah, this is straight truth from us. We are not censoring our beliefs.
Yeah.
PS3 players, I have a 3DS, I have an iPad, so do you.
Yeah.
So basically that's where we're coming from. We'll still give you news on other stuff.
Man, this is silly. I still can't find the release date. I'm pretty sure it's pre-orderable.
Oh,
I know that. So
they spelled it wrong at that place.
Yeah, they did.
While you're doing that, I can talk about Guacamelee that came out yesterday.
What is Guacamelee?
Guacamelee is from the creators of, I think it's Drinkbox.
Yeah.
They did Attack of the Blob.
Okay.
Tales from Space.
Okay.
There were two games before, and they were really fun. But this one is about, it's kind of in the style, let me think of what this game is called now. I'm not going to think of it. It's a side-scroller, platformer, Metroidvania kind of game.
Cool.
It's beautiful. They pull in memes and video games into the background everywhere. I'll post an Imgur album.
Okay.
Check it out. It looks like it's going to be a blast. I'm probably going to buy it tonight.
Awesome.
I may even record something for us to tack on the end of this episode.
That'd be really cool.
I can't wait. I remember hearing about it for a while, and I thought it was only for the Xbox. Turns out I was wrong. It was only for PS3. So
really?
I'm getting it.
Okay.
Tonight. And I will record a first impressions tomorrow.
That's awesome.
And we'll tack it on for the release of this episode.
Definitely.
Which will be released on.
Insert here.
Why are we going to release? You're listening to it. Of course it's already released.
Yeah, exactly.
So we're not going to. That's why it still says insert here.
Yeah, exactly. We also. You know, I'm going to have to edit this part and put it at the beginning. Because we're also talking about streaming this and also doing a video version of this podcast,
episode, obviously.
Right, clearly.
But in the future, that's the plan.
Yeah, and putting it on YouTube and live streaming.
And
so,
live streaming will allow some of you guys to be able to interact with us.
Yeah,
live. Which I think would be awesome.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially if we could play games while we talked.
That would be.
We just got to get good at that.
Yeah, and get microphone stands.
Yeah.
We could figure it out.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
If you're interested, let us know, and we'll definitely keep plugging away at trying to get that to work.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to talk about Lego Marvel Super Heroes.
Yes.
Which footage released yesterday. It is one of the most beautiful games I've ever seen.
Awesome.
Already.
That's amazing.
And it's a Lego game.
Right.
I mean, Lego Lord of the Rings is beautiful.
Right.
But this is just... All I'm going to say is watch the footage. Just watch it. There's a link. You'll understand when you watch it. It looks fantastic.
Right. I run across a lot of people who are afraid to play the Lego games.
I've noticed that, too.
Yeah.
I was even kind of afraid at first. I remember playing Lego Star Wars on PSP, and I never played one. I never played one after, not until Lego Batman 1.
Right.
Which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think part of their problem was Harry Potter came out, and that sometimes seems childish to people.
Right.
Their smartest move was getting into Batman.
Batman, Lord of the Rings, yeah.
Exactly.
And now Marvel Superheroes. That's going to be that's going to be a really big thing for them. If you haven't played Lego Star Wars yet, just go get it. It's
There's no excuse
20
not
bucks.
To at this point. You can probably play almost the exact same game on your iPod.
Yeah, exactly.
For $1.99.
Oh, they have it? Like,
I'm almost positive they are.
Holy crap.
It's one of those games. It's like The Walking Dead by Telltale Games. You can play it on anything.
Right.
So there's no excuse not to.
Right.
You and I both know that that's one of the best games of all time.
Without a doubt.
It's just unbelievable.
Right.
Is that all we had for gaming news? I think it was.
I think so.
Yeah. Gaming news, which we're right on schedule.
Yeah.
A little bit over.
We're doing good.
So, our next segment.
Yes.
We're going gaming news, and then we're going to talk about what's hot.
Yes, let's talk
about...
That's
our working title.
What's hot? What's hot?
The games we will cover in What's Hot, obviously Bioshock Infinite.
Yeah, clearly.
Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon, which is...
Yeah.
Tomb Raider and God of War Ascension. I figured we could kind of talk a little bit about each of those.
Yeah.
I know you haven't played God of War or Luigi's Mansion, but...
Right. I have played the other two.
Yeah.
And I'm into it.
Well, I guess we should talk about Tomb Raider first, because that's the oldest on that list.
Right.
What do you think?
Me, personally?
We both beat it.
Yeah, we both beat it. I enjoyed it. I thought that it was a very good prequel.
Yes.
It was... I don't want to do any spoilers.
No, we're going to try to avoid spoilers.
Right. I mean, and I don't even know if it would really be a spoiler. I'll say it, and you can tell me if it's a spoiler, and if it is, we'll cut this whole portion out. But, no, the idea, like, the fact that she doesn't use both guns until the end.
That was one of those...
When he handed her the other gun, I was like, clearly she's going to start wrecking with two guns
when
now.
When you saw X-Men Origins and Wolverine showed up, that was, like, the same feeling that I had. I was like... There it was.
Right, exactly.
You were waiting for it the whole time. I don't think that's much of a spoiler. I mean,
no,
that's just kind of one of those feel-good moments, but...
Yeah, it was really great because, she's just, like, it's Lara Croft, and, like, you have to understand, like, she's clearly not going to be carrying two guns. She's not even carrying a gun at the beginning of the game.
Well, she's basically a recent college graduate.
Yeah.
As far as you understand at the beginning.
She's like Indiana Jones, like young Indiana Jones.
She is... She has a framed picture of her in her cap and gown from college.
Exactly.
In her locker on the boat at the beginning. Like, she is not the Lara Croft we knew before.
Right.
And she gets beat up.
Like, hard.
Some of the best archery I've ever had.
Yeah.
In a game that I've ever played.
I like that you could just put your arrow away. Like, that...
Yeah,
ugh.
That was nice.
I got so tired in Far Cry.
Because it matters in this game.
I could not figure out how in Far Cry to put the arrow away.
I think you had to, like, change your gun.
No, you don't. You would shoot regardless.
Shoot straight up.
I always shot to the ground because you always
catch 2 hours later.
Yeah.
I would recommend Tomb Raider.
Absolutely.
If we're being totally honest, I don't know if I'd recommend purchasing Tomb Raider.
Right. Well, we could do a pro and con.
Yeah. Pro, there's definitely replay value.
Yeah. It's pretty as can be.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a very linear game.
Right.
There are excuses to explore, hidden tombs, stuff
right.
like that, which really gets into the puzzle portion of the older games.
Right.
Which really is kind of non-existent unless you're in a tomb. Did you notice that?
Right, exactly. There were no...
the puzzle portion was kind of big in the older games.
Right. The only thing that I saw, and this might be a con, the only thing as far as the puzzles go in the outside world were like, where do I need to shoot this rope arrow
right.
in order to get to where I need to
right.
get
right, and then
this.
Down in the tombs you had some like wind puzzles and some
right.
water puzzles, but... it was more or less an Uncharted clone, which is not a bad thing.
Right.
I say clone in a positive light.
Right.
I mean, they knew that Uncharted was successful, and they knew Lara Croft would transfer well to that genre of game.
Sure.
And it worked.
Sure. It played a lot like, as far as like the gameplay itself, Assassin's Creed 3 reminded me of... well, it reminded me of Assassin's Creed 3, where you basically, like, you have a button from to melee someone, you have a button to shoot, you have a button to dodge,
yeah.
you have a button to jump, basically.
Right. So I guess I would say, if you are a broke college student looking for more bang for your buck, avoid Tomb Raider.
Right.
Get it from Redbox
yeah.
on a weekend that you have a lot of free time.
Yeah, because you can beat it in a weekend.
It's a game that I don't mind having in my library, because I'll play it again. But yeah, you could beat it in a weekend.
Mm-hmm. You're not going to get everything in a weekend, but you'll get through the story.
Yeah. So, moving on... really quickly, Luigi's Mansion Dark Moon is one of those games that is worth the $42.39 after tax.
Yeah.
It is, well, and it's proof that it's worth it because you can't find it anywhere
yeah.
now. One of those few games where pre-ordering is worth it.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't get over how beautiful it looks on the 3DS.
Yeah.
I've played a lot of games on the 3DS, and a lot of them look great, but they feel like a handheld game.
Right.
This one is just so smooth and perfect and polished.
Right.
It was one of those games that needed to get pushed back.
Yeah.
And it was obviously worth it.
Right.
So definitely give that a shot. Speaking of games that are pushed back.
Yes.
BioShock Infinite.
Oh, man. And that's another great example. Like, people need to stop complaining. When a game gets pushed back, maybe it's for a reason.
Maybe it's for a reason, maybe it's not.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been situations in which games that are pushed back.
Aliens, Colonial Marines.
Duke Nukem Forever.
same company.
Exactly.
Yeah. Unless it's Borderlands, don't trust Gearbox.
Yes. Well, you heard it here first.
Yeah.
No, you didn't. You heard it from everyone.
Yes, exactly.
BioShock Infinite is... far exceeding my expectations.
Yeah, I'm...
and my expectations were very high.
Say, I was not excited for it.
You weren't.
I wasn't.
We talked about that, and...
and then the day after it came out, and I saw it, and I saw the Songbird statue, and I was like, oh, man, what
isn't
am I doing
beautiful?
With my life? Why do I have, like, 14 other collector's editions pre-ordered and not,
not this one? I regretted it, too.
Yeah.
Because Songbird is one of the coolest characters...
right.
visually that I've ever seen.
Yeah, like, well, no spoilers, but
no spoilers.
I mean, the first time you see him, her,
well,
it...
obviously, you know Songbird is in the game, so
right.
that's not a spoiler.
But yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
But, yeah, the first time you see the thing, it is really remarkable. It's a great scene.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of tension in the game. There's a lot of drama in the game. The story... I mean, I'm only maybe 2 hours in.
Right.
And I don't... How long did it take you to beat it? Have you beat it?
I did beat it. And I just want to say that it is as good as Half-Life 2.
Oh, jeez.
And Portal 2.
Do you know what you just said?
I know.
Okay. Jiminy Crickets, sir.
It took me, I think, 11, 12 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And I took my time, but once I could feel the end getting closer,
right.
I just was so story-driven that I didn't care about the collectibles.
Right.
I just really wanted to know what was going to happen because all that word started buzzing.
Right.
Where it was like, the ending is incredible. And let me tell you, it is.
Right.
So buy it, beat it, play it again.
I know.
As soon as those credits ended, I wanted to start a new game.
Right. One of our friends, Eddie Monster.
Right.
EDEMONSTER on Twitter. There, take that.
Twitter, Twitch.
Twitch.
We'll link to him.
Yeah, definitely. He has actually beat it twice.
Yeah.
And he is a streamer. He is a really nice dude.
He's a popular guy.
He's a popular feller.
This fella.
Yeah.
I found out today that he's friends with Allie Baker.
Yeah, I know, right?
What?
Like friends, yeah.
Like, yeah, we're cool. He's friends with the guy, the lead actor of Step Up 3.
Yeah, yeah. And
video game is
a YouTuber named Swoozy.
Yeah,
they're good friends as
well.
Who
does some awesome Disney videos that I guess he worked for Disney, but we'll link to all those
things.
I'll link to them.
Yeah.
Now whenever I start saying these things, I actually have to do it.
I know, man. It's your job now.
Cool.
It's cool.
Jeff will love that.
Yeah. Mike's going to do a portion that he did not do. What? Mike's going to do a portion other than show up. That's not what I meant. You know that
sometimes
you do a great job. By the way, well, I'll stop.
Maybe people don't listen to our other podcast.
Yeah,
maybe they shouldn't.
Well, if it's not safe for work,
it is not. But we'll stop plugging that because we only have a few minutes left.
Yeah,
we're doing 45-minute episodes.
Right,
that's our goal.
Yes.
I'm gonna try not to say as much.
Yeah,
I feel much more scripted for this.
It feels different.
It does feel different. It feels good.
It feels good. I feel good.
Does it feel good?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard not to say. No, it's not hard not to say.
Okay, God of War Ascension.
God of War Ascension.
I don't know if I like it.
Ooh.
And I'm about halfway through it, and I don't really see it picking back up. God of War 3, although lacking in story from 1 and 2, I loved and played 3 times. This one, I just... It's feeling like a burden at this point.
That's not good.
I don't know. I don't know. I haven't decided. I'll decide whenever I beat it.
Do you feel like so far? Because you know the multiplayer apparently is pretty good. Well, I know, and I'm not a multiplayer guy
either. I just don't understand why multiplayer is so important.
And that's what I was kind of getting to. Is that like? Do you think maybe they spent more time on the multiplayer?
Absolutely.
And that's what's starting to bum me out. That's one of the that's one of the good things about BioShock Infinite, because I found out there was a season pass for it.
Yeah.
And then it says flat out, like, story only.
Yeah, exactly.
There is no online for BioShock Infinite.
Well, Dishonored, which was a blast.
Right.
Another short game is coming out with DLC to continue the story, and I want it.
Yeah.
I need it.
Isn't it like the knife?
You are playing the assassins of the Empress from the beginning.
Oh, man!
So you're not playing as the main character,
right?
You're playing as the assassins that started the first game.
So
which
cool,
is a really different thing. It's hot in here, Bill.
Yeah, it is. It is. We're gonna have to get some air conditioning going on.
Yeah, it's that time.
Yeah.
Okay. We wanted to get into games that we're playing.
Yeah.
Are you playing anything besides BioShock right now?
I downloaded Color Sheep. I haven't started playing it
yet. Color Sheep's awesome.
That's an
iOS
game.
It's so much fun.
My first game of Color Sheep will be on there. Beyond there? I don't know what the hell.
Beyond where?
Well, I don't know. No, I got confused. I was like, no, my first game of Color Sheep will happen today.
Okay.
And maybe I'll do a review and tack it on to the end.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good. Over.
Died really fast. It's a hard game.
That's cool. One of my favorite iOS games, I don't know why it reminds me, and I don't know anything about Color Sheep other than that John Smith, Fox the Devil, and Jeff Kinkle. Kunkle. You're a good
Jeffrey
man.
Kinkle.
Jeffrey Kinkle. the fact that those two have pimped that out pretty hard. John was the first person to say something about it. And then after that, we were texting, all of us, because that's what we do, because we're a family now.
We do, yeah. We have quite a group message.
Along with Chris Rao. And we're sitting there talking, and Jeff finally responds and says, you guys are messing up my Color Sheep score.
Which means it's a good game.
Right.
If you're willing to put your phone down and play it.
Right.
Instead of communicate with the world.
Exactly. Your best buds.
Yeah.
And he goes, nope, gotta win.
Gotta win. So you're gonna play Color Sheep.
I'm gonna play Color Sheep.
I am playing Lego City Undercover. Can't believe I didn't mention I have a Wii U. I do have a Wii U. I forgot about that.
I'll cut that in. Just say Wii U right
now.
I'll cut it in later. Earlier.
It's
I have
a great system.
I have a Wii. I have a Wii U.
I didn't even mention a Wii in my thing. Anyway, Lego City Undercover.
Yeah.
Awesome. 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 It's like Grand Theft Auto meets Saints Row the Third minus the M rating.
Wow.
It's goofy.
Yeah. So it's like really, a Lego game.
It's a Lego game.
Yeah.
In the Grand Theft Auto universe.
That's
kind of
really neat.
What's really fun about the game is that the gamepad is used as a map and a communicator that he has in the game, but you're actually holding the communicator.
Oh,
that,
neat.
Chase McClain has in the game. So the characters will talk to you on your radio in the game. You'll
right.
answer it and they'll show up on your gamepad. Like
oh, shut up. Which, that's so cool.
The child at heart in me is just like, oh, this is great.
Yeah.
This is so cool. Which they kind of play with in Zombie U, which is also a really fun game.
Yeah.
For Wii U. I recommend each of those.
I gotta convince my girlfriend to let me get a Wii U. That's my
you
job.
You want to convince her right now?
Yeah.
Ashley! Let Bill get a Wii U!
Please?
She said no.
She said no.
Maybe
heard that. You can kind of hear it. Okay.
First episode. I
want
to do a giveaway.
Yeah, let's do it.
We teased at it to each other before.
Yeah.
But I think this is the perfect time to give away Duke Nukem Forever.
Yes. We are going to give you Duke Nukem Forever, your choice, Xbox 360 or PS3.
Or PS3.
We're going to buy a brand new copy.
A brand new copy. Of
not a pre-owned.
Duke Nukem Forever. And we expect a review from the winner. We'll have it on the show, either typed or if you want to record your voice.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
That's the only thing that you have to do.
Right. If you promise us that you're going to review it,
yeah.
we're going to trust you, and we'll have your address.
The way we'll do it
that
is we're
going to
start a Popular Outcast Gaming Facebook page.
Yes.
This week.
Yes.
And
it will be already started by the time you hear this.
Yeah, exactly.
And, time travel, man.
I will post a overview of what we are.
Yes.
And at the very bottom, I'll say, this is the post you share for Duke Nukem Forever. You share that post with your friends, and if you share, that's your entry.
Right.
And we'll choose a random person from there, and we'll get you Duke Nukem Forever.
Duke Nukem Forever, guys.
You think that's good?
Yeah, I love it.
Cool. And also, we really want to know if there's a type of game or a gaming topic you really want us to talk about in an
right.
episode, let us know. We'll maybe shorten the news section for a week.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about multiplayer, or we'll talk about
Madden.
Is that a sports game?
Sports game.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just thought it was
I think
really
you play the foosballs.
Angry ninjas.
Yes.
No, just let us know what you want to hear us talk about. Let us
yeah.
know if you want to hear us talk about video games too.
Right.
Because if you hate us.
Right. If you hate us, then just, you
just
know, tell yeah.
Just tell us.
Just tell us that you hate us and we're okay with it.
We'll take it.
I think, we're going to try to get as interactive. Like we said before, we're going to try to do the stream. We'll do a live stream.
Yeah.
We're also going to do a YouTube channel so you can see our darling faces and all this sweat in this sweat box.
There's a lot of sweat in here today.
Yeah.
There's only two people.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's five.
Sometimes we do have five. We're you know, tell your boys. Maybe, you know, get some people involved because we want to start to create a community where we can all be friends.
Exactly. And we have mentioned several times that we do another podcast.
Right.
Popular Outcasts.
Yes.
If you never heard of it, what are you doing?
Yeah.
We have Jeff here, so Bill and I are kind of trying to get this chemistry going that we already have.
Right.
But it's just weird from us doing a podcast for a year and a half. It feels like Jeff's, like, empty dinner seats there.
Yeah.
He died.
It's
he didn't, though. He's just
no.
has a family and a schedule.
He's an incredibly busy guy.
Not that you don't have a family. I just, you know.
Well, no. It's just an
he's a busy guy.
Exactly. It would be easier if we did it at his house, maybe.
Yeah.
Not a bad idea.
I never thought of that.
Oh, well.
Okay. So, to wrap up, share that post for Duke Nukem. Tell us what you want to hear us talk about. If there's a game you want to hear us review, we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we'll get
Let
on the,
know
games we'll get on the fly game.
About.
We'll get on the fly game.
We should get Gamefly.
We're going to.
Yeah.
It's
and this format will get better.
Yeah.
First episode of a podcast is never that great.
Right. Unless you're famous.
Right.
We're not famous.
No, we're not.
No.
And hopefully I won't be congested.
Yeah.
So we don't have a tagline.
No.
So, pew! Guacamelee Review, take 7. I've been trying to do this all day, and I haven't had a successful take yet. See, I already screwed up. So I'm making my girlfriend, Janaea, who you probably remember from Popular Outcasts, sit next to me so I don't feel quite as awkward. Although, now that I'm looking at her, it's making me feel even more awkward. Guacamelee. It's really good. The end. No, Guacamelee is a Metroidvania-style side-scroller. So if you're a fan of Super Metroid, Metroid Fusion, Castlevania, Music of the Moon, Harmony of Dissonance, or...
Can you spell that?
Dissonance. D-I-S-S-O-N. Harmony. H-A-R-M-O-N-Y. I feel so much better with you being here. Castlevania, Instrument of Ominous Word. That's usually how those games work. But you probably don't know that. No. Name a Castlevania game. Okay. It's fine. I told Janae I wouldn't put her on the spot, and I already did twice. And those are dogs barking, so this is already the worst take I've had. Riley, be quiet. Thank you. Guacamelee is $11.99 on PlayStation Plus and $14.99 if you don't have it. It is an incredible game. The colors are beautiful. Janaea, can you vouch for me on that at least?
Yeah, it's pretty.
It's very pretty. You have the option to go back and forth from the world of the living to the world of the dead, which is incredible. And this is the kind of game where you really need to take the time to explore in both worlds. So if you're going to play it, make sure you have the time to play it. It's not just going to be a breeze-through kind of game, Call of Duty fans. Even in the first 20 minutes, you come across Castle Crashers, Link, Mario and Luigi, Mega Man. Sorry, I thought my phone died. Mega Man, Majora's Mask, Strong Bad even, Grumpy Cat. Some incredible references that just make me smile every time. And I always tell Janaea, and she smiles too, right? She doesn't. But that's okay. So, I say buy it. I say definitely buy it. Janaea, let's hear your review from what you've seen of me playing it.
It's Mexican and lots of colors.
It's Mexican and lots of colors. You heard it here first, Outcasts. So, go get Guacamelee. Seriously.